Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Well, an industry after 55 years, you think you'd still love it, would you, if you were in radio that long? Or would you be like, nah, I think I'm done
now? I'm like 15 years deep. I'm already done.
That's what's so amazing about Ray Rabs-Warren's career in football. 55 years, the age of 78. He's finally hanging them up. And you just, this guy, an institution across our airwaves. It'd be impossible to count the amount of games of rugby league that he's called in his entire life.
But he's the voice of league.
Yeah, we do know when it comes to State of Origin, though. He's the voice of Origin. 99 of the 122 Origins that have been played, he has been the voice for and called.
Yeah, right.
And his most famous call definitely would have been the 94 Origin, this famous try at the end.
Vega gets it away! Here's the big fella! Gets the pass on! Coyne! Coyne goes for the corner! And gets the try! Queensland! It's a miracle!
Oh, yeah! Yeah, he could go on all day with his legendary bits of commentary as well, but he started in radio many years ago and then joined football broadcasters, never looked back ever since, despite never really actually playing the game himself. I think maybe at junior level he played a couple of games and that's about it.
Just loves the sport, but
as you would imagine, announcing his retirement, plenty of people coming out of Ray Warren's stories, but someone who worked beside him for many years was Phil Gould, and he just holds Ray Warren in the highest regard.
No one captured the moments like he did. So many players celebrate the greatest milestones in their career and the greatest moments in their club's history through the voice of Ray Warren and how he captured the moment.
Yeah, and when it comes to capturing the moment, he did it outside football as well. He's actually called 3 Melbourne Cups.
Really?
His career as well, yep. Yeah. And who can forget the
I've ever heard Rabs call it Melbourne Cup.
Olympic Games. The swimming in particular.
Oh, right.
Susie O'Neill.
Hang on, Susie! Hang on, Susie! 5 to go! You're going to do it, are you? Susie! Yes! 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 She's done it!
I think you need to lay down after that one.
Yeah.
3 Olympic Games, he's done.
I wonder if Bruce McAvaney was watching that going like, geez, dial it back a bit, Brabs. You're a bit over the top.
Yeah, and when you think of legendary commentators in other fields as well, like Richie Beno, highly impersonated over the years. Mm. Ray Warren was no different. Here's Fatty Vaughton trying to do an impersonation of Rabs.
Sterling Kelly out to Ella. Wrap around move. Sterling gets the ball back. He makes a love little Sterling. Oh, look at him go. Look, he's into the corner. Look, here comes Vaughton. What a crunching tackle.
The sad thing is that's one of the better ones. I've seen some absolute shockers.
I mean, why was his name Rabs, by the way? Do you know how he got that nickname?
Ray Rabbits Warren. So I don't know if he was like a Rabbitoh supporter from way back or something.
I wonder.
Maybe, but
I wonder if that passion for league, though, spilled into other areas of his life.
You reckon getting up in the morning, putting on the tie, breakfast?
What's for breakfast? Waffles! Oh, my God!
I think if you want to turn Ray Warren up to 12, you get Darryl Eastlake, who I think has passed away now. He was an absolute legend. Yes. He used to weightlifting and stuff. But the 12th man probably perfected the Ray Warren accent the best and everything. But I like some of the stories everyone's telling on Fatty Vaughton as well. He worked with him for many years. Mm. He's fearless behind the mic, Ray Warren, but there was one thing he did have a lot of fear for. Have a listen.
He was visibly frightened on planes. He was shaking every flight. And as soon as the bar was open, he was the first one to stick his hand up. Yes, I'll have a double scotch, please.
Didn't like flying. I remember watching one game that was at Wynn Stadium where something had happened. He had to get helicoptered in.
Oh, really?
And he was like, it took him a while to get his composure, apparently.
Maybe instead of Rabs, they should have called him Tabs for all the bar tabs that he rang up trying to get over his fear of flying.
Yeah, exactly right. So an absolute legend, age of 78. Hopefully, you know, he's probably going to live some quiet years now. I don't know what he's got planned for after retirement.
Calling lawn bowls?
Maybe.
The local green go, oh, and here he goes. Yeah. Oh, he's hit the kitty! Whoa! He's hit the kitty!
Scooies for everyone. Put down the glasses. But I know one call he won't be making with a fear of flying. Definitely wouldn't be making the call to SAS Australia and I'm a Celeb. Get me out of here.
No, probably
won't be
not.
Making those calls.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Yesterday we were talking about Erica Mallett. She posed this question on TikTok.
We're driving in the car and I'm in the passenger seat and I'm giving you directions. And I say, please take the next left. Is that the one coming or the one after it?
Whoa. This is a very controversial question because I think if I was in the car, first of all, I wouldn't trust myself giving directions, so I'd be the person in the back offering no assistance. But
well, let's face it. Most of the time, if you're in the car, Rachel's doing the driving because you're in no condition to drive.
I'm in the passenger seat, which is where I should be under those circumstances. But, yeah, you'd probably say if you're in the car and then you're coming up to a left, you'd say, take this left. wouldn't you? And then the next left would be the one after further down the road.
So is that how you see it? Because I say next left is the first left we come across.
The next left. I don't know. I think I'd be like...
You're confusing yourself now.
I think yesterday I had a different opinion, but today it would be this left. Depends how close in proximity you are to that left.
Mm.
If you say within, I reckon, 50 metres, you'd be saying take this left. And then if you're saying take the next left would be obviously maybe a little bit further down the track.
Nah, I reckon it's left, right, traffic lights, whatever it is. If you say next, it means the next one we come across.
The next one that appears, that surfaces.
Mm.
Okay.
That's what it is. But we're curious about you. 1300 92 1250. Does the next left mean the first left you come across?
Yep.
Or does it mean the following turn? And has this caused any issues for you in the past? maybe, arguments broke out. Over
broken up friendships.
Of the next turn or the next set of traffic lights or, you know, the next exit from the roundabout, that sort of thing.
Yes.
1300 92 1250. Do you agree with Hutsy that the next left should be the one after the first one or me, where it's like the next left is the one coming up right now, this one? 1300 92 1250. Nigel, what does the next left mean? Yeah. Does it mean the first left coming up or the next? Oh, I don't know. What do you think?
The first one is this left, and then the next one is the next left.
See, there, Nigel's on my side, Brad.
Yeah, but that's in the context of referring to this left. If you go not this left, but the next one, then next makes sense. But if you say the next left, it should be the very next one, which is this left.
I think I've gone cross-eyed now.
Is anyone else's nose bleeding?
The way around it always, you can say, take the next left onto insert street name here.
That's too complicated.
Nigel's tapping out.
Well, thanks for your opinion, Nigel.
No worries, cheers.
Bye.
See, and the problem is, if you're driving in an unfamiliar place, you're not really gonna use street names.
No, you're not.
So, you know, that's why you have to rely on the next left or the next right. Natalie, what do you think? What should the next left be?
The next left is the one you're coming up to.
Yeah.
So the first one that rears its ugly head.
Exactly. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, because you don't watch a TV series, right? Mm. And you've just watched an episode. You don't say, do you want to watch the next episode? You don't watch the one after.
Oh, you don't.
You know what I mean? You don't leapfrog things. Yeah.
See? Yes. Yeah.
Are you someone that tends to be in the passenger seat giving advice from time to time, or?
Well, I'm the one that's got Google Maps coming, and I give advice off that, so I'm usually right.
Yeah. No, Gregory's
good
for
call,
you.
Nikki.
That's,
good
that's
call.
That's the old dark ages. Awesome, Nikki. Well, thanks for calling up.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
See ya.
I think there's one way around it. You just, what do you call the left that's about to happen, the present left, and the next left, the future left?
No, you just go next left.
Like it's a time jump or something.
So you're still not convinced that next left is the first left?
No.
Well, my next co-host will get it. It'll be
fun. Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
It's a question that's been around for a long time. Well, at least as long as Seinfeld. Is it okay to pee in the shower?
Did you ever hear of holding it in?
Oh, no. No, that's very bad for the kidneys.
How do you know?
Medical journals.
Do the medical journals mention anything about standing in a pool of someone else's urine?
So, where do you fall on the side of peeing in the shower, for or against?
Well, there's two types of people in this world, people that admit to peeing in the shower and people that don't admit to peeing in the shower. Let's be honest, it happens.
So that's a yes from you.
That's a yes from me.
I do not do that. When I was living by myself, yes, there would be times where you get into the shower and suddenly you'd feel the urge and you've got a hair full of shampoo and you're like, really, am I going to rinse out the shampoo, quickly dry myself just to go and pee into the toilet when I've got a perfectly good drain right in front of me? If I just aim for the drain, you know, benefit of being a guy, no harm, no foul.
The drain is not just for rain. And also, think of the amount of water you'd be
and
saving.
And that rhymes. So it must be right.
Think of the water you'd be saving over the years just by, you know, letting nature take its course while you're being surrounded by water in the shower anyway.
Yeah. Once I started living with other people, I drew the line at shower peeing. Like, I'll still go in the ocean. Don't get me wrong, because you've got, whales and dolphins. If it's good enough for dugongs to pee in the ocean, then it's good enough for me, you know?
Right.
And there's enough ocean that it dilutes it. But in the shower, when you're, you know, I've got a wife, I'm not going to subject her to that. But Here's another reason why you probably shouldn't relieve yourself in the shower.
Okay, Dad, what do you got?
There's a doctor on TikTok. She's a urogynecologist called Dr. Teresa Irwin.
Okay.
No relation to Terry Irwin, by the way, not a long-lost sister. But she has put a video up basically giving a very good reason why you should stop whizzing in the shower.
You need to stop peeing in the shower. Now, I have mentioned in the past that that is a correct standing position, is one of the pee positions that's correctly done to empty the bladder. But that's just for emptying the bladder. You just don't want to do it all the time.
Yeah, standing position is fine for emptying your pee bag. But in the shower, this is the number one reason why you shouldn't do it.
Because what happens, it's kind of like the Pavlov dog training, where every time they heard a little bell ring, they would start salivating. And your bladder, every time it hears running water, is going to want to pee. So whenever you're washing your hands, if you're taking a shower, washing the dishes, if there's running water, your bladder is going to be salivating because it wants to go and pee.
That's it. So
because the water, the running
the
water.
The sound of running water, if you're peeing in the shower, you're hearing the sound of the shower. Yeah. And so that's training your brain to go, oh, when I hear running water, I'll just relieve myself.
So people start urinating when it's raining outside.
Exactly.
whoops.
You're working in an aquarium store and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I've got to go change my pants because this is the constant sound of running water. Apparently, subconsciously, it will train your brain to just release whenever it hears someone pour a cup of tea or turn a tap on or whatever else.
I realize she is a scientist who is a lot smarter than me, but I think I've got a bit more control over my bladder than just a shower. I'm the master of my bladder.
You think so?
Yep.
You think so? Well, I don't know. I'm like, either that or you have to start doing Kegel exercises soon. I don't even know if blokes can do Kegel exercises.
So does that mean if you're someone who struggles to get to sleep and you listen to like rainforest noises,
that means
you're more susceptible to wet the bed?
Possibly, according to Dr. Irwin. Yes. So maybe, you know, if you have been letting yourself go in the shower, might be time to stop. Otherwise, you might find yourself, you know, letting loose. Mm. All whenever right. You hear something else, you hear the sound of running water, bam. All of a sudden, no more big boy pants for you. just to clarify as well, it's still okay to pee in the bath because with the soaring cost of electricity, it's the only way to run a warm bath without going broke these days. So go for it.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.